When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. You can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of, you know, narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever. We know everybody's not a narcissist. Today's episode is going to be about, can a narcissist spot another narcissist? Can a narcissist spot another narcissist in public and things like that? I know a lot of people ask me this question and whatnot. Are narcissists attracted to each other? Or can narcissists be friends and things of that nature? You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, you know, can a narcissist spot a narcissist? But before we hop into today's episode, check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, Self-Love on Amazon. Check out the journal. I love me. It's to help you rebuild that self-love and identity during, before, during, or after a toxic relationship, wherever you are in life, narcissist or not. But can a narcissist spot another narcissist? Me personally, no. I can't spot another narcissist in public. I think people think that there is like a secret, like a black light. Like narcissistic people have a mark on them, a mark on their forehead or something like that. And there's like other narcissists can see like through like a black light or something like that. We shine a black light on somebody's head, like, wow. Oh, you're a narcissist too? Wow, nice. No, me personally, I have to get to know somebody. I can observe their actions and things like that and just see if they're kind of narcissistic. But no, of course, nobody can diagnose you, but you can point out behaviors, toxic traits and behaviors and things like that. So me, I personally cannot spot another narcissist unless I watch them and observe them for a little while. You know, even that, when I say watch or observe them for a little while, that can happen on the first like encounter with somebody. As long as I'm encountering them and talking to them and listening to them and observing their actions and behaviors and how they deal with criticism and jokes and things like that. Can you take a joke? Can you take some criticism? Is everything a personal attack to you? Are you centering the conversation around you? Are you just observing people analytically to take, you know, I'm always watching and things like that, trying to understand it, like, you know, if I'm dealing with narcissistic people. So me personally, when I do spot a narcissist or I realize I'm dealing with a narcissist, I don't immediately cut the person out. I know a lot of people would do that, but I've had a lot of narcissists. I had a lot of friends that are narcissists throughout my life. You know, I've said this before, but my wife had pointed out recently, and my therapist said the same thing, that like over the last decade, most of my best friends have been narcissists or highly narcissistic. And I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I do. I understand that, because I actually like being around people who understand my mindset, you know, who understand my mindset, who understand how my mind works, and I understand how their mind works. So we can kind of, you know, cognitively empathize with one another. It's not like an emotional empathy level type of stuff, but we can cognitively empathize with each other. Like, I understand what you're going through because I've been through similar experiences or whatever. I get it. I understand how the mind works in this whatever. You know, I understand it right there. So a lot of my friends have been narcissists, and a lot of people who you know, I don't, but do narcissists like other narcissists? That's subjective to the person, y'all. I've met narcissistic people that I can't stand. You know what I mean? I bet a lot of narcissists meet me that can't stand me, you know, especially some other self-aware narcissist pages. That's kind of, which is hilarious, because their pages only exist because of mine, which is funny, because I say I want to raise awareness to NPD. And I've done that through different avenues, even through their pages. I'm raising the awareness for NPD, which is, you know, it's like a little healing tree that I see. It's kind of funny to watch it. But not all narcissists are going to be friends. I feel like if you have similar goals and dreams and things like that, similar ambitions, you can be friendly towards one another. You can be friends and whatnot. You can develop a friendship. Like, one of my best friends is a self-aware narcissist named Ben Taylor. You know, we inspire each other. We motivate each other. We compete with each other. But it's not like I'm competing with him to try to bring him down a notch, to have him have zero. He's not trying to make me have zero. He's like, yeah, you need to do this. we allow each other to hold each other accountable somewhat. You know, we vent and things like that. But if I were to meet Ben in real life, if I had been a spot, if I would have met Ben before the self-aware narcissist, could I have spotted him? Maybe through talking to him, you know. But the crazy thing about it is, I get a lot of people who think that they, if they knew me in real life, that they could spot my narcissism in real life. I just did a live a couple nights ago with one of my best friends who I've known for over 20 years. And he said it on the live. He said it during our live chat. He's like, he said, I need to let everybody know out there that I've known this man for over 20 years and nobody around him would have guessed that he was a narcissist. So there's no way y'all could have come into his life and know he was a narcissist, because all the criteria, he hid it very, very well. He is the most covert of narcissists, but it doesn't make him a bad person. He's always been good to everybody around him, you know, maybe except for his intimate relationships, you know. But he said that, I was like, yeah, because, like, you know, it's covert. You can't spot another narcissist like that, y'all, unless you get to know them, really, I've been looking for the traits nowadays, you know. I have like a little narc radar right now. I'm looking for the traits to exemplify themselves. And if I meet a narcissist, I'm always kind of keep them at arm's length. But, you know, right by, they're within arm's length, but I don't push them away. Because I like being around people who think like me sometimes. You know, not the sinister thoughts. A lot of people think, y'all just having a little, when narcissists team up, they're just having a little evil convention, a little dark narcissist convention. No, that's, you want that, you go over to the other self, or the little young self or narcissist. One of the guys with the shades and whatnot, check him out. They have a little dark narcissist convention going on over there, where he surrounds himself with narcissists who have similar goals of not necessarily trying to be better people, just trying to spread a message to make you feel sorry for narcissists. Yeah, but neither here nor there. But it's how it goes. But you see this dynamic, like, can you spot another narcissist? No, like I said, I can't do it unless I get to know them, unless they're talking and things of that nature. Like, you'll see people on TV, like, no, can I spot another narcissist? No, asking me what I think about a celebrity. I'll watch the celebrity for a little while, like Kanye West. I'm not saying Kanye West is a narcissist, but are a lot of his traits highly narcissistic? Yes. Donald Trump, highly narcissistic? Yes. Sometimes you can see Joe Biden on some old weird, and they're like, oh, that's a little toxicity going on right there. But, like, it is, you know, it is what it is. A lot of politicians have narcissistic traits, but it doesn't necessarily make them bad people. Some politicians are bad people. Let's keep it real. Now, this, don't make this a political chat, y'all. Please don't hop in the comment section on some flying monkey political BS. Just shut the fuck up before y'all get started on that, y'all. I know I just cussed, but y'all get on my goddamn nerves with the flying monkey political party mess. Shut up. Damn. Boy, that gets some, I don't think y'all was just, that's one of my just angry points, because y'all just super fly monkeys for politicians. That just blows my damn mind. Like, it is crazy. You know, the whole system is narcissistic, and the political dissidents are flying monkeys. They get no, it's just crazy. But we're not going to make this a political chat. But yeah, can narcissists spot other narcissists? I feel like you might not, when you see narcissists that are friends, they might not even know that they're a narcissist, but they have similar interests. They might not know that they're narcissistic people. They just have similar interests and similar goals, and they like each other. Hey, we talking like, we acting like, let's be friends. But they're both kind of devious and both kind of out there, you know. So not necessarily spotting each other, but like, once they get to know each other, they kind of vibe off each other. They keep each other, you know, they keep each other around to vibe off of each other. I've had best friends throughout my entire life that has been highly narcissistic. The malignant ones, the covert ones, the covert malignant, the not so malignant narcissists, you know, it's just wildness to see how it works in real life. You know, see how it plays out in real life. But anyway, y'all, I'm gonna keep this episode short and sweet to the point, because a lot of people ask me that question: can narcissists spot another narcissist? Can you spot one? I gotta get to know them. I gotta watch their actions. I gotta see some stuff that they said behind the scenes and things like that, because people can't put on an act for public. They can put on a face for publicity. Y'all, it is so hard trying to learn how to talk with crowns, like these porcelain crowns. Publicity. I gotta repeat it like a mantra. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.